Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved. I'm wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us for Freedom's Call this morning. This is Pat Githens. Well, I want you to turn in your Bibles, for those of you that have Bibles with you this morning, to the book of Revelation in chapter 8. And we're going to be looking at seven trumpets, or four of them anyway, this morning, that each one announcing another segment of God's wrath that's going to be falling upon this world. And I want you to know that what we've seen in Japan this past week has been terrible. Just absolutely devastating. And yet what happened in Japan is nothing compared to what is coming to planet Earth. Now, it's hard for us to imagine that anything could be worse than what we've seen in Japan. Well, that tsunami in Indonesia a few years ago killed 250,000 plus people. This one in Japan, perhaps devastating the northern part of that nation, may have killed about 10,000. So there's been some terrible events that we've seen in our lifetime, but there's many more events coming that are even greater than any of these that we've witnessed. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning, because I do believe as powerful as a 9.0 earthquake is, and they say that that earthquake moved Japan's main island 2 inches out of its place. I don't know how you measure that, but that's what they say. Pardon me, and that it even affected the Earth's axis a little bit. I don't know about that either, but that's what I heard. But as powerful as a 9.0 earthquake is, there's bigger ones on the way. And I wouldn't be surprised that we see something greater than 9.0 in the near future. And Jesus forewarned of this in Matthew 24 when he said that we would see these things happen, and that these were just simply birth pains that would be pointing to his coming. And as these events happen more and more and more and more, they increase in intensity and frequency until such time as he appears again. Well, I want to say something else, too. Anytime that you have a great earthquake on one side of the Pacific or the other, whether it's our side or their side, normally, like over in Japan and that area, when you have such a great earthquake over there, it's going to create an earthquake on this side of the pond in the near future. Because these plates shift, they have to give one way or other, and so I look for one to occur anywhere from Alaska down the Pacific coastline all the way down to South America. Some nation is going to experience a fairly good-sized earthquake in the near future. Maybe it'll be Alaska, California, who knows, Mexico, on down the line. One great earthquake a year or so ago in Chile. It's just going to happen. And so we come to the book of Revelation in chapter 8, and we're going to see how terrible events can actually become, much worse than anything we've seen. Before I get into that, though, I want to remind you that if you'd like to correspond with us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 1246 in La Mesa, 79331. Post Office Box 1246, La Mesa, Texas. Those of you that recently been saved, you need a Bible, we will give you a Bible absolutely free. All you have to do is write to us at that address, and we'll mail you a Bible absolutely free. And if you need it in Spanish, we have some Spanish New Testaments that we can get to you as well. Well, there's one other thing I'd like to ask you to do, and that's tune in our website on the Internet. Www, of course, freedomscallministries.com. You'll enjoy our commentaries. You'll enjoy the broadcasts that you hear here. You can hear them again there and share them with other people by telling them about the website. We have a monthly newsletter, and I hope that you'll be a frequent visitor to our website, freedomscallministries.com. In the book of Revelation this morning, verse 5, the Bible talks about that as the time of God's wrath begins with the seventh seal being broken, there was an angel that took a censer and filled it with the fire of the altar in heaven and cast it into the earth. There were voices, thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. You will recall when the sixth seal was broken, which was the end of the great tribulation, the seventh seal beginning the time of God's wrath. When that sixth seal was broken, there was a great earthquake there that literally shook the earth. Well, this one will be as great or greater in intensity than that. And each one of these earthquakes that will be forthcoming will become stronger and greater in intensity. Well, then the seven trumpets prepare to be sounded. The first angel sounds, and hail and fire mingled with blood in verse 7 of chapter 8. Hail and fire mingled with blood were cast upon the earth. The third part of the trees were burned up. All green grass was burned up. You say, do you take these things literally, Brother Pat? Yes, indeed. It's no big thing for God to send hail and fire upon the earth and in such magnitude that it would burn up a great portion of the vegetation on the earth. He sent fire and hail there in Egypt in the time of Moses. And we're not talking about a small hailstorm. We're talking about a great hailstorm. We're talking about hail that affects the whole earth, and we're talking about also the magnitude of lightning and one thing and another, that it's burning the vegetation. Well, then the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. The third part of the sea became blood. Now, I want to show you something here in the wording. John said, as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. He saw a fiery object the size of a mountain in his mind that crashed into the sea. Well, this obviously is a meteorite falling out of the sky, hitting the sea. And then you notice he said that was as it were a great mountain. That's the way he could describe it. And here's the result of it. The third part of the sea became blood. He didn't say it became as blood. He didn't say it became bloody looking. He said it became blood. And the third part of the creatures in the sea that had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Well, when you have a third part of sea life destroyed and killed, it's going to be a bloody mess, all right, but it's also going to be a tremendous stench. And then when that mountain-sized meteorite crashes into the water, imagine the tidal wave that it's going to create with water with great force going out in all directions, and any ship caught in the path of these great waves are going to be sunk or destroyed. So one-third of the ships at sea will be destroyed. And then we come to the next one. The third angel sounds, and a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. The name of that star was called Wormwood. The third part of the waters became wormwood. Many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Well, when we look at that, this again is some kind of a starry object falling out of the sky. Perhaps this is a comet streaking across the earth with a fiery tail behind it, dropping particles of its poisonous gases and one thing upon the freshwater supplies of the earth. And the Bible says this star was wormwood, bitter, poisonous, and that it affected one-third of the freshwater supplies on the earth. People drank this wormwood water, it makes them sick, and great numbers of people on the earth die as a result of that. The intensity of God's judgment and wrath as it falls upon the earth. Well, let's see what the fourth angel does. He sounds a trumpet, and we see a partial eclipse here. The third part of the sun smitten, the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So we're having a partial blackout here. We're having a drastic cooling effect upon the Earth when the sun's light is not fully shown. You'll have a cooling effect, which will drastically affect weather patterns, which probably in its own self would then affect the growing of crops and the vegetation life on the Earth. It's going to affect the tides of the sea and one thing and another. And so it's just going to create some drastic changes. Later, we're going to see where the sun's heat is intensified, where it scorches men's skin even. But here it's a cooling trend and the problems that will result thereof. And then there's a next angel flying across the heavens saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the next three trumpets which are yet to sound." What he's saying is, the worst is yet to come. As bad as what we've seen in Japan, it cannot compare to what's going to soon happen on this planet Earth as these seven trumpets begin to sound and the time of God's wrath falls upon a Christ-rejecting world. Friends, you don't want to live through that time. Let me tell you right now, if you're not saved, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. God is not going to have his wrath fall upon his people. This wrath is going to fall upon Christ-rejecting people, people that refuse to accept Christ as their Savior. You can escape that by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior today. We'd like to hear about it. Give us write to us at Freedom's Call Ministries. Just address it to Freedom's Call, Post Office Box 1246, La Mesa, Texas. Tell us about it. And we'd be glad to send you a Bible at no charge to you. You'll get it absolutely free. We pay the postage, and it's absolutely free to you when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Need a Bible, we're going to send you one. Maybe you've been saved for a while and you don't have a Bible. You'd like one. You too write to us. Post Office Box 1246, La Mesa, Texas. You know, before I close, I'd like to remind you, and I don't know when this is going to take place. I'm sorry I don't have the date in front of me. You can call Second Baptist Church and they'll tell you. But they're having a revival soon with Chuck Reynolds, I believe, is going to be the evangelist. And Chuck is an outstanding preacher. And I've played golf with Chuck and got to know him last year at the revival meeting. And I want to tell you that he is a wonderful preacher. He is a Bible preacher. And he will hold your attention. And so let me urge you to make plans to attend that revival meeting at Second Baptist Church whenever it happens. Call the church. They'll give you the date. I'll try to find out and broadcast it to you on the Internet and also here on this program. So that's my time today, and I thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you and yours have a great day. Lord willing, we'll get together this same time next week for free.
Thank God I am free.